The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, it is really hard to find any good news out of Washington, D.C. But this has the potential to be good news. Crime is running rampant in all of our major cities, including Columbus. How do you watch the evening news and not go to bed depressed? I mean, every night here in Columbus, Ohio, a shooting here, a shooting there, a carjacking here, a teenager killed on the grounds of the State House. Drive-by shooting here, drive-by shooting there. Two teenagers killed in a very nice upscale apartment complex in New Albany. And the answer from government is always money, 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 money. The mayor of Columbus, it was 2 weeks ago, said, and this is almost a direct quote, "We will spend whatever it takes to reduce crime." Now, think about that. Seriously, think about that. We will spend whatever it takes to reduce crime. For the left, it is always about how much money you're going to spend. That's the way it is with education. Grades are down. Test scores are down. We're failing our kids. We need more money. Pass a levy. Get more support from the government. More money. Crime is on the rise. What's the answer? More money. Raise taxes. Well, that's not the answer. It's a breakdown of the family. And most reasonable people understand that. And that's why when I came across this headline a couple of hours ago, House Republicans release framework aimed at, quote, restoring the American family. Restoring the American family. Here's the story. The Republican Study Committee released a framework in preparation for a potential red wave in the U.S. House of Representatives in November, which details a 10-point plan for how to restore the American family. Yes! Finally, somebody is saying the problem is not guns, it's family. Here is part of the statement released by this study committee, and I quote, "Strong families are the cornerstone of a strong republic. In recent years, worrying trends have accelerated and now demand immediate attention from policymakers. Birth rates have hit all-time lows. The number of marriages has dipped precipitously, too. Growing numbers of American children are raised in single-parent homes, or even worse, with neither parent present. Meanwhile, many parents struggle to find stable, dignified, and prosperous work, increasing the pressure of the two-income family trap. Can a nation with fewer births than ever before be pro-life? Can a country be prosperous if the traditional single-earner model is an unattainable luxury? Is American meritocracy alive and well if over half of children are raised in family structures that disadvantage them at birth? Supporting strong families should be the benchmark for conservative policymakers in both social and economic policy. If we ignore these trends, the American experiment will be undermined. Hear, hear. Yes, yes. Amen. The family. The chairman of this study committee is Representative Jim Banks, Republican from Indiana, and he said this: "The root of many of our nation's greatest challenges is the rapid erosion of strong families. By empowering parents and investing in America's children, we allow prosperity for future generations. If we want to protect and strengthen our nation, conservatives in Congress must be committed to promoting a pro-family agenda when Republicans win back the House." Then it has several points, and that I found this one interesting. Point five proposes ending policies that, quote, discourage family formation, like marriage penalties and federal programs and tax policies. Again, amen, amen, amen. It is really bad when your tax situation gets worse because you get married. You'd be better off remaining single than getting married. Being married should give you tax benefits, not penalties. The proposal goes on. Furthermore, federal policy should never discriminate against working two-parent families that make a financial sacrifice so that one parent can remain at home to care for young children. Wow. Point number six slams the welfare system for trapping families in a cycle of dependency and proposes that the system, quote, should not remove families from participation in larger society. Every child needs to grow up with at least one working parent as a role model. Then it goes into school choice and so forth. Our outdated higher education system needs to open up pathways to the American dream, etc. I am positive it's not perfect, but my goodness, how refreshing to read about politicians who honestly believe that the breakdown of the family is the major hurdle that we must get after, particularly in minority communities. Instead of, we got to raise taxes, we got to throw more money at it, we got to develop this program, that program, let's strengthen families. Let's strengthen fatherhood. Let's emphasize the nuclear family. Let's develop an economy where both parents don't have to work. Where if one of the parents determines they want to stay home with the kids, they can do so. I don't know who all of the members are on this Republican study committee, but what I'm reading, I am very, very encouraged that at least we have some politicians in Washington, D.C. that actually understand the importance of the family. Now, let's see if they follow through. If, indeed, the Republicans regain the House of Representatives, and it certainly looks, unless something dramatic happens, there's going to be a landslide unlike anything we have seen in a long, long time. Let's hope so. Let's pray so. All right, we're going to take the final break of the hour, and then we'll come back. I have some new heroes in Major League Baseball. It has been a long, long time since I've had any heroes in Major League Baseball. I'll tell you why they're my heroes when we come back.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
I used to be a huge baseball fan when I was a kid. Grew up in Southern California. Believe it or not, I am actually old enough to remember when the Dodgers moved from Brooklyn to L.A. I just barely remember because I was very young, but I do remember it. I remember the construction of Chavez Ravine, the Dodger Stadium. I remember that very well because there was some whack job who led a religious cult on the property where they built Dodger Stadium, and he barricaded himself and some of his followers in, and he wouldn't leave, and he, you know, wore long white sheets, and it was big news in L.A. every day. You know, they were trying to get rid of him, and he wouldn't leave, and they brought in bulldozers and bulldozed over his tent and all that, and yeah, they finally got rid of him. They built Chavez Ravine, and my brother-in-law worked for a savings and loan in the Los Angeles area, and they had box seats right at first base. Oh, my goodness, it was wonderful. We used to go to games all the time. Then my dad was a huge Angels fan. I mean, huge Angels fan. In fact, I think that's why they went to the World Series 1 year after my dad died. And I think that's why they went. I think my dad got to heaven and said, hey, can we do something? You know, well, anyway, but it's been years since I've been really a fan. I never could get into the Indians that I can't say anymore, or the Reds. But I have some new heroes in Major League Baseball. And they're not in Ohio, they're not in California, they're actually in Tampa, on the Tampa Bay Rays. Tampa Bay Rays decided that they would celebrate gay pride. So they put a gay pride, their logo has like a sun or a, I don't know what it is, but I think it represents the sun, the rays. Well, they redesigned that in rainbow colors. And it was for Gay Pride Month. And so they gave all of the players these new uniforms with the Gay Pride logo. I don't know what was on the chest, the sleeve, or whatever, but it was for Gay Pride. What in the world is a baseball team doing celebrating Gay Pride? I mean, take the morality out of it if you can. What in the world? What does sexual orientation have to do with baseball? Think about that. Think about how crazy that is. Anyway, the Tampa Bay Rays gave out the new uniforms for all of the players with their number on the back and their names and so on and so forth. Five Tampa Bay Rays said, nope. Not for us. Nope. We'll just wear our old uniforms. And it's just strange that all of them are pitchers, all five of them. Jason Adams, Jalen Beeks, Brooks Raley, Jeffrey Springs, and Ryan Thompson. All five of those pitchers said to management, hey, we don't hate anybody. We're not standing against anybody or anything, but we have biblical convictions that keep us from celebrating this. We're not trying to condemn anybody. We're not hating anybody. And they made that very clear over and over and over again. They said, we don't hate anybody. But they said their decision was faith-based. Adams said, quote, so it's a hard decision because ultimately we all said that we want is them to know that all are welcome and loved here. But when we put it on our bodies, I think a lot of guys decided that it's just a lifestyle that maybe, not that they look down on anybody or think differently, it's just that maybe We don't want to encourage it. If we believe in Jesus, who's encouraged us to live a lifestyle that would abstain from that behavior, just like Jesus encourages me as a heterosexual male to abstain from sex outside of the confines of marriage. It's no different. Wow. The manager of the Rays, Kevin Cash, said the player's decision had sparked some conversation in the clubhouse, but it doesn't sound like things have gotten heated and that the team understands. Adams, the pitcher, concluded, "It's not judgmental. It's not looking down. It's just what we believe, the lifestyle he's encouraged us to live for our good, not to withhold. But again, we love these men and women. We care about them, and we want them to feel safe and welcome here." I think they handled it beautifully. They made sure that everyone knew they were not hate mongers. They were not taking a position against anything. They were just saying we can't be for it. It's not that we are proclaiming to the world that we're against it. We are proclaiming to the world that we're not for it. It doesn't look like they're going to receive any kind of discipline, but I assure you they are going to receive their fair share of hate mail and threats. But God bless them. I'm surprised that only five, and why they're all pitchers. Maybe they're all close, and I don't know. Anyway, God bless them. May their tribe increase. The state of Oregon decriminalized hard drugs. They said it's not illegal. People won't take them. We won't have any more problems. So they decriminalized hard drugs. Since then, a 700% increase in overdoses and 120% increase in deaths. Yeah, it didn't work. Have a great evening, folks, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.